fans called her Mama Africa. The apartheid government banned her albums and exiled her. Black Panther Stokely Carmichael chose her as his wife. We're talking about Miriam Makeba, a woman whose influence went far beyond the world of music. Makeba collapsed on stage in Italy on Sunday while singing her biggest hit. She was 76 years old. News & Notes producer Roy Hurst had the chance to speak with her in 2004.
I am not a politician, but I am a South African who feels and who knows where I come from and what we are going through. And I said, I don't sing politics, I merely sing the truth. And that's where Miriam Makeba became Miriam Makeba.
Yesterday we spoke with Harry Belafonte about Makeba's life and influence. He first met her in London in 1958, when she was already living in exile. Together they won a Grammy for Best Folk Recording in 1966. I asked Mr. Belafonte how he helped her gain entry to the U.S. and launch her international career.
I suggested to her that there might be some things that I could offer and some platforms I could extend to her that might help her develop a base in America and in Europe. And she accepted that offer. And for the next 7 years, we worked together almost, with great consistency. The first 3 years, she worked on my platform, in my concerts. And we went in several places around the world together. And we both had a chance to make history. The very first night she walked out on stage with me. At the end of the night, she just stood in the wings and wept. Because she had never quite experienced audiences the way in which she experienced the one that we sang together on. All the audiences thereafter were fairly young because it was a tour of the universities of America that I was doing at the time. And they just delighted in hearing her and the click song and singing in African tongues and the rhythms. The young people just absolutely delighted in it.